Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Priestess Perspective. It is me, Hot High Priestess, Sarah. I am so excited for today's episode. Today's the best day ever, so I hope you're feeling it. I hope you're having the best day ever. And speaking of which, something that I have been doing lately that has completely transformed my life, like side tip, is every morning I wake up and the first thing I do is I say, today is the best day ever. And anything small, minute that happens throughout my day that is good, I will really, really, you know, look at and really place my attention on and be like, wow, today is the best day ever. Like right now it is 9 a.m. I wasn't, if I'm being completely transparent, even gonna make a podcast episode this week. You know, but it's 9 a.m. on a Sunday and it is gorgeous out. The sun is out, the light is pouring through my beautiful windows, and it is the best day ever. And so just start off your day and say it, you know, out loud, wow, today is the best day ever, and watch what happens. Like, this is like lucky girl syndrome, but times a million. I'm telling you, this has transformed my days, my weeks. But in today's episode, I honestly want to be real with you guys about things that I'm working through and things that I'm recognizing about my life. And in today's episode, I want the theme to really be never settling. I think, if you guys don't know, I graduated college officially, technically, like a year ago. You guys, side note, I just made the most delicious cup of coffee, and this is a perfect example of my today is the best day ever method. Like, had a sip of my coffee, tastes heavenly, and today is the best day ever. I moved to Los Angeles all by myself, knew no one here, you know, and took a big risk, to be honest, coming here. And I think a lot of us listening to The Priestess Perspective, and by the way, DM me on Instagram, first of all, if you're a Priestess Perspective listener. I want to put a face to the listeners. I want to hear your story as well. Even though I don't get back to all of my DMs, I read every single one of my DMs. So just know I'm seeing you. And if you have DM'd me, which so many of you listening have, that you love The Priestess Perspective, know that I see that and I appreciate it more than you will ever know. Like, so anyway, DM me on Instagram. How old are you? Where are you from? I want to know a little bit about you. Are you recently post-grad as well? If I'm being completely honest, I don't feel like enough people talk about the difficulties of post-grad life and the struggles, the unique nature of post-grad, the transition from university to post-grad, how, you know, especially putting into the mix moving to a new city where you know absolutely no one, which is a common thing that people do post-grad. And yeah, I just don't feel like enough people talk about how stark of a transition that can be and how difficult that can be. And so I, you know, over the week and literally for the past year, have been looking up podcasts and YouTube videos and all of these things about post-grad life and how to overcome, you know, the difficulties. And I have found honestly nothing that great. And so I was like, you know what, let me make a podcast episode about it. Not totally about that, but definitely it ties into today's episode. And so something that I have definitely been dealing with is moving to LA, you know, working for myself, you know. When I moved here, I knew absolutely no one. I didn't per se, I'd say, have any like hobbies besides obviously spirituality. I didn't really grow up playing any sports professionally, you know, into adulthood. I was an academic through and through. I loved college. I loved the community around academia, and I loved, you know, I was going to be a teacher. I loved everything, school and college and all of it. And moving out to LA, I was like, I don't know why. I was like, I didn't even think about the fact that I would have to make friends. And I was like, oh my God, I know no one in this city. And making friends post-grad can be incredibly difficult. It's not impossible by any means, but it's definitely way different than making friends in college for so many reasons. I mean, first of all, in college, I feel like it's the easiest thing in the world to make friends. I mean, at least for me, it was. You are in a walking distance from all of your friends. You see them every single day, whether it's you're bumping into each other on campus or you're seeing each other at the dining hall or you see each other in class or in clubs or at activities or at parties. You are constantly seeing people that you want to befriend every single day, multiple times a day. And I kind of call it like a lubricant. Like there's this social lubricant in college where it's like there's just nothing kind of making it difficult for you to meet people or to see people. Like it's completely normal to invite people over to your dorm or to go get lunch that same day that you meet someone. Like, you know, I feel like you know, you see the memes on Instagram that are like friendships in adulthood. It's March right now, but I'm making plans to hang out with friends in June. And it's like, it feels like everything is so much more orchestrated, scheduled, like serious. Like the casualty of friendship, I feel like, has faded. And I hate that, because if I'm being completely honest, something that I'm recognizing that I do deal with, and this is obviously being vulnerable with you guys, is social anxiety. Like, you might not know this about me, you maybe never would have guessed, but I definitely have a bit of social anxiety, and I've definitely worked on it, and I've changed my mindset around it to overcome it to a large degree. I'm obviously a very confident person. And I take a lot of risks and I do, you know, put myself out there a lot, but that doesn't mean it's not scary or, you know, doesn't leave me anxious. Anyways, so post-grad, it's hard. You might set an intention to, and let me tell you, this is kind of, take this topic and relate it to anything you're dealing with, dating, you know, getting a new job, whatever. Moving out to LA, living the post-grad life, you know, obviously I had this intention to meet amazing soul friendships. In college, I was privileged to have found the most amazing people in the entire world. I cannot put into words the friendships and relationships that I built in college. I think another added thing to college is you are meeting people who are all going through the same walk of life, the same experiences as you. They're all the same age. You know, the day-to-day struggles you guys deal with are all the same. And a lot of us have the same aspirations. And, you know, there's this element of camaraderie in that. And yeah, you're all the same age. Like, there's just this beauty in that everyone is like a twin to some degree, you know, and a reflection of you. And you can meet anyone and assume you can easily get along. And I think, like, obviously I miss that. I mean, I miss college to a degree, you know. I mean, it's crazy. I loved college. I loved every single second of it. It was such a phenomenal experience. And yeah, I think I definitely miss that. And I miss that, you know, you see people every single day. You live with your best friends. Like, there was something so beautiful about that. And then post-grad, it's like, you're like, you set the intention to make friends, but where do you begin? You know, I work for myself. I don't play a sport. Obviously, now I do, but now I started playing tennis and everything. But, you know, it was like, where do I even begin? And going up to someone random at a coffee shop, like all the, you know, websites and the TikToks will suggest, like, sure, we can always do that. But the chances of saying hello to someone random on the street or at a coffee shop or whatever, and you guys instantly aligning, getting along, having that camaraderie, the chances of that are significantly lower than the chances of that in college, right? Like, I think another important thing about college was at least in my college that I went to, everyone was highly, highly, highly intelligent. Everyone had this love for intellectualism. And so I could have extremely deep conversations with people. And I think that's something that's so unique about my college friendships is that I love how I don't even have to say a word to my friends and they already know like what I'm going through. How there has never been a single conversation, especially post-grad when I'll FaceTime my friends or whatever, that hasn't been hours and hours long, and there is no small talk. It's all insanely like the shit you hear on the priestess perspective, how in-depth those conversations get. That's how every conversation is with my college friends and my closest friends. And the reason this is all happening, the reason those friendships are the way they are, is because they are completely in alignment. Okay, those friends from college, my friends from, you know, my entire life that I have resonated with the most, who I would consider my closest friends, the reason those friendships mean what they mean to me and resonate with me the way they resonate is because they are in alignment. Okay, we are in alignment, we are in the same frequency, like we think in alignment, we act in alignment. Like there's just this aspect of alignment that I can't even like quite put into words, that I'm sure you understand listening, that can be very, very difficult to immediately experience post-grad. And I think there is a bit more digging, searching, and intentionality that has to be there in order to attract that, you know, post-grad. And I had an episode with my friend Lizzie, who is now, you know, one of my best friends here in LA. She was on the podcast, and Lizzie was someone I manifested a friendship with, literally a chance encounter, like on the street. She recognized me from TikTok and was like, oh my God. And I just knew the moment I met her, just from her energy, that we would be best friends. Like I just knew. And it wasn't that I think often post-grad, we will befriend people just to have friends, for the ego, to feel like, oh, okay, like I have this group of friends, and you don't even F with any of them, but you just want to have a, you know, a group of friends. Like I'm not the kind of person to do that. I just choose not to entertain friendships that don't align with me or don't actively stimulate me and like truly, I don't know, make me grow. And I feel like I am giving the other person space to grow, and we grow together, and it's deep and it's intellectual. And I've never been in that frequency of just having friends just to have friends. And that goes into today's topic of like never settling, you know, don't settle on the manifestation. There's something we call birds before landing, which is, it's the signs you see right before the manifestation will come. So if you, let's say, are manifesting a job opportunity with a specific, you know, company or whatever, and then some random company reaches out and they're like, you should work for us, but it's not quite something that feels aligned, usually that's birds before landing, which is just a sign that it's coming. Like this is just the universe giving me a wink, per se, that my manifestation is coming to me, that I'm on the frequency of manifesting abundance. And you know, we've all experienced that. Or in the dating scene, that's especially relevant, where it's like you'll manifest, you know, you'll have a list of expectations for your future partner. Maybe you've done my future partner manifestation method, and you'll start to get hit on more or get some more DMs, get asked out on dates, but none of them are quite aligned or, you know, not quite up to the standard that you've set for yourself. But you know what? It's progress, and it's a sign that you're getting closer. And it's important in those stages not to settle for the things that are halfway close to what you're manifesting. Obviously, sometimes a better opportunity than what you even manifested lands on the table. Of course, if that feels aligned, take that. But when those like almost there opportunities come, we could feel tempted to take them. But that's just the universe sending you a wink, not the full package yet, right? So it's important to remember that. Anyway, I manifested my friend Lizzie, and she manifested me. And that's the craziest part of it all, is like I was just randomly called to go to the other side of town to go meet another friend for coffee, who I also love, by the way, Violet. You guys have seen her on the podcast. But yeah, I was going to meet my friend Violet for coffee. And honestly, I was like, I don't know if I should go. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go. And I, you know, Lizzie stops me on the street. She's like, oh my God, you're Hot High Priestess. And I'm like, yep. And I just knew in that moment, like I had that feeling of alignment where I was like, I want to befriend you and I feel like we'll be best friends. And, you know, and immediately I took a huge risk, something I never do. And I was like, can I get your Instagram? And we exchanged Instagrams and yeah, the rest is history and we became friends from there. But, you know, to create encounters like that, you post-grad, I feel like there does need to be a bit more intentionality. And, you know, it did take a lot of intention and a lot of like actively not chasing, but being aware of that intention in the world, for it to come to me. And yeah, I think something that I transparently and, you know, let me know if you guys have dealt with this. And also, by the way, if any of you are listening to this podcast episode right now and you live in Los Angeles and you are, you know, spiritual and aligned and you are, you know, in your 20s, 30s, whatever, and you want to like hang out, DM me. Like I would love to hang out with you guys and become friends with you if you live in LA, and we can even maybe do like a manifesting circle or create some kind of group, or a book club or something like that. So if you live in LA and you want to be friends, DM me. I'm always on the hunt for friends. Everyone is. And that's something I've, you know, come to realize is everyone is looking for friends. Everyone wants soul sisters and soul brothers. And, you know, I think being aware of that, that what you are seeking is seeking you, is also very important. But transparently, something that I have been dealing with for the past, honestly, like while, but it really, really hit me the last week or so, has been feeling like it's not that I don't meet people. I meet a lot of people in LA, and I'm very grateful for that just by nature of like my career and the events I go to. And, you know, even the fact that I like, you know, started tennis and I'm putting myself out there and I'm going to events and things like that. The resistance isn't in meeting people, but in meeting aligned people. You know, people who I can relate to. And something specifically in friendship that I think is interesting is there are situational friends, you know, the friends that you go to the gym with, that you party with, that you in college, you know, that you study with. And then I believe that there's this very special place in life for just a handful, maybe like 1 to 3, especially girlfriends, if you're a girl. And that handful is what I call all-encompassing friends, soul sisters. These are people who are your, like, literally sisters. Like, these are your all-encompassing friends in the fact that you are so aligned with these people that you could literally talk about anything with them, call them at any time of the day. You can invite them to do anything and they will say yes. And you can trust them and know that they will just constantly be there for you. They're not situational friends. They are all encompassing friends. They are that sidekick to you. And I think we all have that one girl, you know, who's that sidekick that you can trust to, you know, if you get invited to a party or you get invited to a yoga class or a tennis class or, you know, you're going to walk a red carpet. This is someone that you could take with you anywhere who's going to say, yes, it's a down bitch. And everyone needs those all-encompassing friends. And I think that is the specific thing that I am now calling into my life. And yeah, I think it can be more, a little more rare to find those just because, there's a specific kind of alignment that has to exist for that kind of friend to be created in your life. Like you have to be aligned very heavily, I think, with a person in order for them to become an all-encompassing friend in your life. But yeah, so that's something I'm calling in right now. And I think, you know, post grad, the difficulty I found in that is that, first of all, just the process of creating friendships is, you know, can take effort. It takes initiation. It takes, you know, having to do scary things, like, you know, take risks and, you know, put yourself out there and ask people to hang out and then follow through. And on top of that, I think the difficulty can sometimes be in finding people that you feel truly aligned with, whether it's the stage of life you're in, or you know, for some people, I know something that they deal with is, you know, some people are sober and they want to manifest more sober connections, or, you know, people who are athletic or people who are outdoorsy, and finding the just this, like, this kind of just alignment where you feel like you and this person are so aligned that you can tell them anything and you feel like your guard is down and you trust them. That's the kind of friendship that I am now calling in, that I recognize I desire. And I think it's just important to recognize your desire and to honor it and to not settle for something that isn't your desire. At every stage of this journey, I do not want to settle for friendship that isn't totally aligned. And because at the end of the day, the time you spend on unaligned friendship is taking time away from you making, curating, and finding friends that are exactly aligned with you and that are your soul sisters. This applies to dating as well. Like, I mean, obviously, and it goes without saying. And obviously I think in the dating world, it can seem a little easier, to be honest, just because you set an intention to find a person, you can go on the dating apps, you can go to the bar, like there's just this ease to it, it seems. But I think friendship is one of those things that people don't talk about enough and that isn't, like, there isn't as much of a lubricant to, if that makes any sense. And yeah, I just kind of want to be real about that and to tell you that, like, if you are feeling this way, if you have these intentions, it's okay to also, and I think part of this whole journey too is your friends and your friendships and the connections you have will sometimes change when you up level, when you are leveling up, when who you are and who your identity is changing. You know, in this whole journey of the Priestess Perspective, you know, so many of you are up leveling, so many of you are reaching for heights and becoming new people with new identities and new visions and new dreams and new aspirations, and you're attracting and calling in dream opportunities, and who you are fundamentally and the lifestyles you live are fundamentally changing. And with that often comes that friendships that used to be aligned maybe aren't as aligned anymore. And it's important to recognize that and to recognize as well that you can call in aligned friendships for the identity of who you are today. And I think that's something that I've been dealing with, where I'm like, I feel like who I am today is completely different than who I was a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And I think at every stage of life, I want to call in people who, you know, are aligned with that identity. And, you know, it's interesting. Friendship is so interesting and multifaceted, because at the same time, though, there are friends who I feel align with me at every stage, even though we might be at vastly different stages of life or vastly different, like, identities of self, yet we have this spiritual and, like, soul connection alignment that transcends it all. And to be honest, that's what I'm calling in, is that, like, soul alignment. I hope you guys are enjoying this just, like, rant and, like, this thought process and this whole thing. But I am going to talk it through with you now, like, how I am choosing to call in these, you know, fully aligned friendships and connections and all that, right? I am choosing to flip the narrative in my head from it's hard to make friends post-grad to it's abundantly easy, and that I have endless opportunities all around me to create friendships. And every day that I leave the house, I am going to start telling myself my best friends are all around me, that today I'm going to meet my best friend. If I leave the house and I go to an event, I'm going to start telling myself before I go to the event that my soul sisters are going to this event as well, and I'm going to meet them and befriend them. And so, going into everything with the intention and expectation that what you are waiting for is already there for you is life-changing. And that's where so much of manifestation comes in from. And I'm going to be honest with you, I have had a negative mindset about this whole situation for the past just couple of days. I think it might be like the eclipse season, and it's a lunar eclipse. It's a lot about letting go of people and bringing in new opportunities, shedding things. And I think the universe has kind of left me no choice but to realign myself with people. And I think the past few days I've just had this negative mindset where I'm like, wow, it's hard, and I, don't even know where to begin, and I'm confused and I'm conflicted. And then I remind myself, you guys, what I teach you, which is fuck the how. The how isn't my responsibility. It's not my responsibility to know how these aligned soul sisters are going to find me. It is just trusting that they are already out there seeking me and making their way to me. And so we say, fuck the how, but then we follow the calling, we follow the intuition, we follow the signs that the universe gives us. For example, I randomly started feeling called to pick up tennis, play tennis. So who knows? Maybe my best friends and my soul sisters will come from tennis and meeting people from that. So it's kind of about leaving the how to the universe, giving the universe the leeway to bring these people into your life or this opportunity into your life, and just following the calling, because the calling is the path to your desire. And trusting that at every turn, at every stage, play in every room you walk into, that the opportunity is already waiting there for you. And this is exactly what we teach in Manifest Magic, which, by the way, feel free to grab Manifest Magic down below. Use code BESTIE for my podcast listeners only for 30% off, because I love you guys and I want you guys to manifest all your desires, and have the formula on how to do it. That is all linked down below for you. If you're listening to this, you are going to love Manifest Magic, so I'll link it down below for you. Don't forget to use code BESTIE for 30% off. Also, by the way, Rich Bitch Bootcamp for this week only, if you are still listening, is at such an insane promo that I like shouldn't even be talking about it. It's crazy. Normally, Rich Bitch Bootcamp, subconscious reprogramming, wealth attraction program, it is normally $1,111, and right now it's only $444, which is fucking crazy. So if you've been eyeing Rich Bitch Bootcamp, go grab it right now while it's on promo. And again, at every stage of this journey, to not settle, to recognize birds before landing. There were so many opportunities in dating, I'm not gonna lie, where I almost settled for someone. I was like, this guy seems almost it. He's doing half of what I want a guy to do. Do not settle. In the same way, do not settle with friends, because the time you're spending, on an opportunity that is almost the perfect opportunity is time taken away from the opportunity of your dreams. And same goes with anything, with your career, with, your apartment or whatever. It's like so important to look at your life and see, I deserve this thing that I'm desiring. I'm worthy of it, and I wouldn't feel called towards it if like a version of me in the universe didn't already exist with it. If I can feel it, if I'm desiring it, if the universe is calling me towards it, the reason is because that is the next level, and you are now aligning yourself with the path that will bring you there. And so everything you want exists in the universe. It exists in the quantum. It is already out there. And it's not that you're creating it. It is that you are aligning yourself with the path that will lead you right to it. And so I hope that this episode resonated with you guys. Once again, if you're in LA and you want to hang out, if you want to play tennis, you want to go manifest or just meet up, DM me on Instagram. Let's hang. Let's be friends. And yeah, let me know a little bit about you in the DMs. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate The Priestess Perspective 5 stars. And I definitely want to get more vulnerable with you guys on The Priestess Perspective, because the truth is, I am able to teach you guys and talk about the concepts that I talk about because I have overcome certain things. And now I'm able to, you know, be a leader in that and help you guys with it. So every challenge that I experience, I always view it as, this is a lesson I'm learning that will benefit thousands of people later. And so know that every challenge you have been through, everything I advise you on, I am only able to give you advice on, teach you about, because I have been through it myself and I've overcome. Love you guys. Don't forget to rate the podcast 5 stars. You have no idea how much it helps the podcast. It really, really does. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Let me know if this episode resonated with you. It's a little bit different. So DM me on Instagram and let me know in the question box down below on Spotify, if you're listening on Spotify, if you liked the episode. And yeah, catch you in the next one. I love you.